But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, we reconvene as a show, perhaps in certain ways as a station. You get all the, you know, the full-time weekly host back. So it should be fun, man. It's playoff week. Congrats to the Eagles not only on another win, but obviously a spectacular regular season, 14-3. And of course, now we know the matchup, the Eagles and the Packers. It will be Sunday. It will be 4:30 at Lincoln Financial Field. And it'll be quite a week to preview it all. Good morning to you. Hope you had a great holiday. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the program today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Seltzer. We got Ray. And it's great to be here. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Happy New Year.
To you too, bud.
It's not snowing. It snowed in the Sahara Desert 2 days ago for the seventh time in the last 40 years.
Wow, that is
the Sahara Desert's getting snow.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, you know, this morning I'd be shoveling off the car and we are less snowy than the Sahara.
Well, true, at least you and I here, but there are perhaps some people in the fringes getting it. I mean, you know.
Are they?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's coming.
Someone tell us, because I know it's supposed to be here in a couple hours.
I would love to go sledding
today. Do it,
is that
man.
Feasible?
Yes.
Could I get some sled action at my front yard?
Are your kids back in school?
They are out of school today. They have been canceled preemptively school.
11 a.m. today, you should,
exactly.
You
I
should
get home,
go on a sleigh ride.
There better be snow, and we're getting on those sleds down the hill.
I like it. Well, look, the Eagles went on quite a sleigh ride over the last couple of months. Congratulations to them. I mean, they have been for a while. You know, the Flyers for a long time were the best organization in Philadelphia and obviously have been surpassed by both the Eagles and the Phillies. And congratulations to the Eagles on a great regular season. And it obviously sets up for an incredibly appealing, we hope, month of January, which could lead to February. 2 seed, 14 wins. Now, look, if you missed it late last night, Detroit won. They walloped Minnesota. So I know we already knew the Eagles were going to be the 2 seed anyway, but we now know Detroit's the 1, Minnesota's the 5, Eagles play Green Bay, the whole deal, all right? So that's that. John, let's get into it. A lot of ways to go here, but I guess I'll ask you, John, out of the gate and everyone today at 215-592-9494, how you feel from an Eagles perspective with the approach of the playoffs, which, of course, now starting 5 days with the Saturday games, Eagles Sunday at 4:30. John, how do you feel?
I feel great about our team, our ability to go out there and dominate because of the strength in the trenches, the strength up front, the big nasties on offense and defense on this Eagles team are bigger, tougher, stronger, nastier, meaner, better than everyone else out there. Let's just boil it down and be real. The Eagles are great because they're big and strong and mean and tough up front.
It's how they won the Super Bowl 7 years ago now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the main thing.
And I know that we've got it in us to go on a run here. We've got 4 games. But I am concerned. after watching last night. I am concerned that this Detroit Lions team that just, man, epic season. Congratulations to the Lions. The Lions just, they put on a clinic last night, and it wasn't just offensively. And I am concerned in the grand scheme of things when we get to that NFC Championship game, because I do believe we'll get to that NFC Championship game. It's in Detroit.
Yeah.
And that Detroit team last night really put one on the Minnesota Vikings.
That was wild, man.
Defensively speaking, they were able to, at one point in the game, the Minnesota Vikings made four consecutive trips into the red zone. They came out of that with 6 points. They had two field goals to show for it. They'd been stopped twice on fourth down.
Yep.
That defense that was so maligned because they lost, I don't know, they got 21 guys on IR or something at one point this season. They got their leader on the defensive side back and that Anzalone guy. And it seems like it really put things together in a hurry. They're not only tough, but offensively they're creative, which I love. And now defensively they've got their leader back and they beat a really smart and really talented team.
And they're
last
still
night.
Running the ball with Gibbs. I mean, it's not like, you know.
Hold on. Jahmyr Gibbs had three touchdowns right. in the second half right. last night. He had four touchdowns for the game.
Yeah.
This is, Jahmyr Gibbs. And they're getting David Montgomery, their other running back, for their 1-2 punch back from an MCL. Yeah, that Detroit team, I am concerned. That Detroit team, and a big reason why I'm concerned is that Detroit team is mentally tougher than everyone else. That includes us.
Well,
I hate to say it.
We don't know that. This team's been pretty mentally tough all year,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true either. But,
I know we're mentally tough. Yeah. I know the way
they've
been
dealt with. We've gone through some stuff this year, man. We've gone through some stuff.
All right, so look, a lot of ways to go here. If you want to react to the game, obviously, please do. I mean, obviously, Tanner McKee showed some nice stuff yesterday. It was good. And it's going to set up a fascinating scenario of, you know, backup quarterback. Should it be McKee? Should it be Pickett? And we'll get into that. But let me start big picture with the Eagles in the playoffs. So the main thing from my perspective on how I feel about the playoffs is, and I'll just give you two words, really excited. But I'm going to give you two more. Pretty darn confident. Well, I was going to say fairly confident. I turned it into pretty darn, so I guess that turned into three
more
words. You know, I think the Eagles are, so John, I agree with you, very, 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 very likely to be in the NFC Championship game. But let me be clear, I don't take it for granted. I mean,
well,
guys,
that's the thing. You can't just skip
tough.
Ahead.
NFC's
really
tough
game
this year.
Three.
No, it's
that's
a real,
right.
These it's
are
a real
really
conference.
Good teams.
I know. Now, game one worries me. Probably more than game two. Look, we don't know who they're going to play game two.
Could be Minnesota.
It's going to be rough.
No,
guys.
It is.
Like, I haven't looked at the lines and all that stuff, but this is going to be points here and there.
Listen,
every single yard matters
no
in a
question.
Game like this.
There's no question. In Green Bay, we know they can do a lot. They can sling it around. They can run it. I mean, they're battle tested. But so too are the Eagles. Look, obviously the big thing we'll be keeping our eye on early in the week is Jalen. Now, we're all hoping to find out, you know, like when they practice Wednesday, that he's
come
a full
on,
go.
Please. You no, really going to be worried about that?
I mean, I would put it at 10% worried, John.
Okay.
I mean, I would have preferred that he had been cleared for the game and been ruled out.
Why would they clear him for the game when he's not playing?
Well, why would they save a concussion if he doesn't?
What? Because he's in the protocol.
Well, no, but normally,
why would they remove him from the protocol for a game that he's not playing in? Why would they go through that whole rigmarole?
It doesn't make
any sense. They let him sit
that.
In the protocol.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, I literally don't know.
It is nothing to worry about.
I mean,
I believe
again,
that.
I'm not telling you I have massive worry. I'm giving you 10% worry. Okay. I would have preferred he had not. I would have preferred he'd already been cleared.
I don't think you should worry about that, and I think too much has been made of that.
Do you worry about Russ with him?
No. I do think that he'll feel like it's been a month since he's played because he's only played 12 snaps in the last month. But it is like riding a bike, and once you get the first hit in, you're back into the swing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not much worried about that, but I obviously want to see him get back in there. We'll be fascinated on Pickett or McKee for the two. And remember, that's a designation the Eagles have to make prior to the game. Because the...
Why is that fascinating?
Well, who
Kenny
should...
Pickett's going to be our backup, don't you think?
Who should it be?
Well, this year it's Kenny Pickett.
No, I'm asking you a question. Who should it be?
Have you ever seen a team reverse the order
he's
of their backup
quarterback? He's not asking who will it be. We agree it will be. He said who should
it
should be.
Kenny Pickett, I'm not saying I do agree with that. I think it probably will.
The whole
James,
year.
I think it probably will be.
Regardless,
James,
I was just pointing out your question.
Yeah, who should it be, James?
Tanner McKee is a better quarterback.
I think it should be Kenny Pickett.
And John, you think who?
Tanner McKee's a better quarterback. I think it's Kenny Pickett. He's been the quarterback all year. Why upset the apple cart?
Well, I tend to think that's
the order of things.
Look, I think that's what they'll do, but I don't know that that's the right call.
I mean, Kenny played well too. I don't think, and he was playing broken ribs. Like I thought.
Game he played well, one game he didn't.
Yeah, but one game he had a week to prepare, too. You know?
I understand.
So I thought Kenny, I think it definitely will be Kenny, and I think it probably should be Kenny.
Well, we'll see. So look, you got that. Sirianni's got to figure out. Obviously, since we last convened, we found out the answer on the Saquon thing. It was the no go, which I do think was the right decision, but I will tell you.
I don't.
You know, especially Christian Watson got hurt. Guys are getting hurt all over the league.
So, John, you don't. Tell me. Look, I'm sitting there yesterday watching it. It's like, man.
Do you think if A.J. Brown were going for a record, they would have said,
no,
let's not do it?
I don't think they would have let anybody. I think
A.J. Brown would have been more vocal. He would have said, I want to go for it.
He might have been more vocal.
I think that is the difference. I think Saquon is such a low-key, like, hey, whatever needs done. I think that worked to his detriment here.
He said he wanted to go for it, though. He told the media that he told the coaches he wanted to go for it.
His family wanted him to get the record. He wanted the record when it was all said and done. Immediately after the game, he wasn't sure. The next day, he was. But it wasn't what was best for the team in the grand scheme of things. That's what they determined. And I think that's Howie. And that is... like, for all intents and purposes, that's the smarter way to go about this. But we're about to play a team in the NFC Championship game, hoping we get there.
Yeah.
That would have gone for this record. They would have said, hey,
that.
We're going to throw caution to the wind because that's what we do, because that's what football is. And those guys, they play on a different level of intensity because of that.
There's an element of this story, I think, that went under-discussed. And I think it'll benefit the Eagles. You know, there was a lot of talk about how if you don't go for it, you keep people healthy, which is true. But I think the part that didn't get enough focus was the rest factor. It's not just about someone not getting injured. It's about having 14 days off to play the next game.
It's really smart to manufacture a bye if you're able to, which they were, because they were locked into their seat.
And by the way,
but
Detroit had to go a full...
The human toll is Saquon was upset. His family's upset. A lot of guys on the team felt like they should have, could have. This is not... I
don't know
this
if upset's the right word.
But I didn't
It strikes me more like a bummed than an upset.
Disappointed.
Yeah, it's a disappointment.
Also, a lot of guys, I think the O-line and Saquon and maybe like a couple guys, but I'm sure like Jalen Carter and those guys are like, yeah, let's get some rest, everybody.
Probably.
Like, if I have a choice, if you ask me privately, should Saquon go for the record or not, or get rest, I'll bet you they said get rest.
Or the team really wants to see their guy who they love go get this record.
Yeah.
That is, in my mind, it is the biggest team achievement you can get. Maybe I'm biased because I was a running back and I was a small lineman also, like a blend of the two, but it matters so much. I think there are guys on that defense that would have liked to have seen him get
all right,
that
record. So look, a lot of ways to go here to react, obviously, to the game yesterday, but a far more important thing, the big picture, as the Eagles get ready to play the Green Bay Packers. Again, it's going to be Sunday at 4:30. We'll detail the entire NFL playoff schedule, which came out late last night. We'll get to that. Your phone calls on all of these topics. 215-592-9494. What you thought of yesterday, and of course, the Eagles and the approach to the playoffs, which for the Birds now begin in 6 days. Jota, Cameron, Jenrich, your phone calls all show on 94 WIP. Well, we got a shot at a really, really amazing next, whatever it'll be, 5-6 weeks, whatever it is, to the finish line. Or a crash and burn. That'd be very painful if it happens. And we've been there many times as Philadelphia sports fans. Let's hope the Eagles can go all the way. They certainly had a regular season that made us all proud. And we'll see what they can do. But as has been pointed out, there are 5 or 6 really good teams. I mean, the Eagles and the Lions for sure. Minnesota probably still. Buffalo and Kansas City. I mean, we acted like they don't exist. I mean, guys, they lost one time until Carson Wentz got in there. So, right, you got that. You got
how about that outfit he wore to the game?
How about that guy?
Impressive.
Irie, how do you feel about the playoffs?
I feel the Eagles are, I think they're either one, if not the most talented team.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they have talent you know, everywhere across the board.
Tons.
So, you know, my I am with you. I am concerned about Jalen. I know he did the walkthrough on Saturday, which is a good sign. But I just I'm also with you on Tanner McKay. I think he should be the backup. I'm concerned about rust because, you know, he's been injured the last couple years towards the end of the season.
Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
So, you know, but I feel pretty positive about it because watch that Packer. The Packers, everybody talks about, oh, LaFleur is such a great coach. He completely mismanaged the end of that game yesterday. Should have never called that timeout.
Well, the big thing is going to be Jordan Love's health.
Yeah.
So, James, Green Bay or Washington, given what we know and don't know, which was we know Jordan Love had an injury, but we don't know how severe it means. Who would you rather the Eagles play?
Yeah, well, so I came into the weekend thinking I'd rather play Washington than Green Bay, but with the Love injury, and I know he's going to play, or he says he's going to play, but Christian Watson, a big part of their offense, deep threat out, like Jaire Alexander out.
So you flip.
I flipped. Yeah. I think of, if not, look, to be completely honest, to your guys' point about confidence, like, I don't really care. I don't. Right. I think the Eagles are awesome. I think they're the best. Yesterday made me feel even better about the Eagles. I agree with John. I think Detroit's really the only team that scares me. I know these teams are good. They could lose to any of these teams, but the only team I'm going to go in and be like, all right, I'm not going to feel fully confident going in is Detroit. And even then, I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. The end of the regular season, the postseason obviously coming up. Your chance to weigh in. 215-592-9494. Whether it's about yesterday specifically, or more importantly, the big picture, how you feel about the Eagles as they enter the playoffs. Let's kick it off with John in Allentown. John, happy New Year to you, buddy.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Hey, John, if you want to take your kids sledding today, if it actually snows, take them over to Valley Forge Park, man.
Yeah? They got a good hill?
A massive, it's like a ski resort type hill, man. But
are you
just
serious?
Remember, once you sled down, you got to walk back up.
No. Exactly. So, is there a trick to that? Can I drive?
No, walk.
Up? Is it a, okay?
No, you park at the top, man, and you know it's a long ride down, but it's nice and steep, and then it levels out. It takes you a long way.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna look into that. Thanks, John.
Yeah, you got it, man. Hey, and can we do me a favor? Alex Anzalone for the Lions. His name is pronounced Anzalone.
Are you sure?
Yes, I know him personally. Yeah,
okay.
That's how his name is pronounced.
He's awesome. Anzalone. Did you see when he broke his arm, John? Did you see, it was whatever, 4 weeks ago? He made a tackle. He got up, stood up on the sideline, said, it's broke. Walked off to the sideline. He knew he was coming back. He knew how to handle it. I just thought it was one of the toughest, like just most matter-of-fact ways to deal with an injury.
All right, John, what do you got on the Eagles postseason? Go ahead.
Joe, I can't believe I'm going back, and I'm going to have to give you a ton of credit because you made a statement way back and said, I think this roster is ready to win the Super Bowl except for one player, the quarterback. And I can't believe it, man. You're right.
Well, so hold on a second here.
How about that?
Yeah, so look, that doesn't mean they can't win with him. And frankly, I mean, I think in the big picture, there should be more positive views of him than you're letting on. But, I mean, is he my biggest concern for the postseason? Yeah, he is.
He's Jake Elliott, too. But he's a bit more important, but I think Jake has to be mentioned.
But, John, is your point that seeing the backup quarterbacks play made you over a couple weeks feel worse about Hurts?
Yes. To see the backup quarterbacks play in the same game and score 41 points because they can actually hit receivers, you know, make reads and hit receivers open.
This is getting ridiculous, John.
It bothered me a lot.
Okay.
Jalen makes reads and hits receivers too. And the offense is run differently. And we did see our offense, the running part of the offense, take a real step back.
In the one game.
The Washington game.
Yesterday doesn't count because you don't have the running back or the offensive lineman.
Yesterday is sort of a social experiment.
So, you know, totally. McKee did look, the three or four times, obviously, you wish he had completed it when he was errant with the throw. And so I'm not pushing them aside. That's part of the storyline. But for the most part, he did look pretty damn impressive. And he looks like he throws a nice ball that is typically on time. I mean, he was impressive. He really was.
He's a pocket passer.
Yeah, he's a pocket passer.
Smart pocket passer. It's very
I love the distributing of the football to the guy who's open. You know, like it seems like he got to his check down a few times, like, and that meant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 even.
Yeah, a couple times.
So it was great to see. But he's been running this type of offense since he was at Stanford. This is what they run at Stanford. The West Coast stuff, which was things got a little more West Coast, not as much ride and decide with Tanner McKee under center. And it worked. The offense looked good. A lot of that had to do with the guys around him.
Does he look like a starter to you? Like 2 years from now, he's a starting quarterback in pro football?
Sure. Look at some of the other guys who are starting around the league.
I tend to think so, too. I mean, James, what'd you make of McKay?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think he's definitely got a chance to be an NFL starter. He's certainly cemented himself, I think, as a long-term backup, worst case. He's on time. He makes smart decisions, I felt like. I feel it throws a really catchable ball.
No pocket panic.
Yeah, no, he's calm in there.
No pocket panic.
He just can't move that much, you know? Right. He's just a bit of a statue back there. But to Richie's point, he's like a classic pocket passer, and I was absolutely impressed. But, you know, the competition, all that has to be mentioned.
Yeah, well, for sure. But also,
what competition?
Exactly.
All right, our rule of thumb, when we've got a question for you, we turn it into a Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, and sometimes we even give you a triple banger of questions. The all new 2025 Equinox, by the way, sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, first poll question. So we know the result. Eagles going to play Green Bay 4:30 on Sunday, but the question is, who would you rather have seen the Eagles be set to face? A, Green Bay, or B, Washington? And there may be quite a number of people like James that flipped based on the Green Bay injuries yesterday. But knowing what
they're
we know.
Huge. The injuries are huge, guys.
I know.
And the Packers fans are incensed.
They're not happy at all.
Packers fans.
About what?
About the fact that Matt LaFleur played his starters.
Well, there was good reason to not play the Eagles.
I agree with that.
I mean, I think their chance to win in the first round goes up threefold.
Look,
as a 6 seed instead of a 7 seed.
In my mind, it's absolutely wise for the Packers to mess
with the seeding. I thought it was a no-brainer.
They had to try to win this game to play an easier team in advance. I agree with you. But
so I think their fans are dumb.
Packers
is my point.
Fans, well,
I'm just
being
honest.
Don't you agree that we would all be up in arms
because
if our starting quarterback and our biggest deep threat were both hurt?
I'd be
in
disappointed.
A game where we hold on, the Packers had already qualified for the playoffs.
I know.
They were not going to win their division. It was a seeding situation. I thought it was wise for them to play their starters, but I thought it was wise for Saquon to go for the record.
Yeah,
but it has come back and it's bitten them.
Well, clearly.
And it's bad luck and all the fans, that's what they're jumping on right now. The Packers got significantly worse.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yesterday, Christian Watson.
No,
they have to play with they have to play without him all the time because he is hurt a lot.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Well,
it's going to help us that he's
look,
out.
I hear
if
you on all that.
Can't feel his throwing.
Sure,
hand,
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I get it. By the way, as an Eagles fan, I'm going to go to a different topic for a moment, but it's kind of connected. As an Eagles fan, I was offended that Washington pulled their starting quarterback out of
me
the game.
Me too. I
was offended by it.
If we had played Washington, I would like that plastered in the Eagles locker room. Like, they wanted you guys. They pulled their starters.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Anyway, that was wild. All right, two other poll questions. Who should be the Eagles' number two quarterback in the playoffs? We're going to put them in order of how they've been this year. A, Kenny Pickett. B, Tanner McKee. Who should be? Third poll question. Who will be the Eagles' number two QB in the playoffs, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKay? Rhea, why do you go Tanner McKay?
I some of the things you mentioned, but he gets the ball out so fast.
He does.
I mean, it's to me, that was one of the things I really liked about him. He places the ball where I don't think anybody else can get it. I feel comfortable with him.
Yeah, I mean,
that dates back to preseason.
No,
he
I get it.
In the preseason.
Two times in the preseason, last year and this year. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to win a cool prize. We'll get to that shortly. Also, what Brandon Graham said yesterday on ESPN about the Saquon thing. A big credit to Sirianni. the way Brandon Grant presented it. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Todd right now. Todd, good morning.
Hey now, good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
All that good
wow,
stuff,
Todd.
All of it.
It's early morning here, and you know what?
Where are you?
I'm still in the Bay Area, Johnny. I'm still here.
Well, it's not early morning. It's late night. It's late night, man.
Yeah.
There's more people up drinking at 3:30 a.m. than getting up like bozos like us for work.
Yeah, bozos like me doing this. I'm the poster child for Odyssey. No doubt about it. I love this.
Good man.
That's awesome.
Hey, I wanted to talk with Johnny about having kids home from college for the first time. That was pretty wild.
it was pretty nice. It was a festive holiday. My son, back from Michigan, he left this morning, and it was really hard to left yesterday morning. It was really hard to see him off because I got so used to having him around again.
Did you cry?
No kidding.
I did not.
Man.
I'm getting better at the departures with my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that with my son. He's up at Oregon. And,
is he really? That's
the same stuff.
Great. That's so cool.
Funny, was home for the Christmas break. We had a great moment during the, I think it was the Ravens game. I haven't been able to call in, but during the Ravens game, there was a Macy's commercial. And the characters in the commercial are wearing stars. And he says, freaking ugly star. And I'm like, what's wrong with the
Macy's? Kids of the Cowboys? Smart kid.
You said that was the damn Cowboys.
Smart kid.
Raised him well.
All right, Todd. Good call. Well, speaking of the Cowboys, and Todd, appreciate the call. Let's get to it. Because Jerry Jones, after the game yesterday, music to my ears.
Of course, Mike's one of the best coaches that I think there is. He was made the coach here because I thought that, and he's done absolutely nothing to diminish my opinion of him as a coach.
Is he really keeping him?
You could have stopped. Absolutely. He's done absolutely nothing and then cut that off.
Like, so I know it's a tough spot for the owner in this sense. If he's about to fire him and hasn't informed him, he's not going to say to the media, by the way, tomorrow I'm meeting with Mike McCarthy. I'm going to fire him. Not going to say that. But you also might not say as much as he said. Is he keeping him? John Rich, is Jerry actually keeping Mike McCarthy as his coach?
I think, yeah. I mean.
Is he that power hungry?
Crossed,
is that part of what it
fingers
is?
Fingers crossed, and that is exactly what it is.
That
is
wild.
How can I find another coach who will let me dabble and dawdle and do all of this stuff that I'm doing, pulling strings behind the scenes? That's
wild.
He certainly values that.
Wild.
So, yeah, good. Keep it status quo.
And by the
Dallas,
way,
please.
So let's do a little compare and contrast, because the Eagles owner, and I didn't know this prior to the game, but Jeffrey Lurie sort of became front and center after the game because yesterday he was going for his 300th win as the Eagles owner. And congratulations to him in three decades. Got the team in the mid-90s. I think it was 94, I believe. And of course, you got to win, you know, basically 10 a year. You're going to get to 300 in three decades. That's pretty much what he's done. And yesterday he got win 300, and that became front and center post-game locker room. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni with an assist from Howie Roseman, and then Jeffrey Lurie, you know, caps it off. Here's the post-game.
It's been like that all year, right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today he won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
I love it. I really do, man. I mean, listen, so it's just amazing. It is so important to have good leadership, obviously. And it's not to say Lurie and Howie have gotten them all right. Certainly they've made their mistakes through the years. But on the whole, I mean, a spectacular owner. Spectacular owner. And then you hear Jerry Jones, that boob, that bozo.
We're so lucky.
It's unbelievable.
Boob is an underused word when ripping somebody. Right. It really is.
Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, part of leadership, of course, is making tough calls at times. And let's be real. Nick Sirianni had to make what I believe was a very tough call on the Saquon thing. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, I can't imagine there's many people out there that don't think it was a tough call. I mean, Saquon wanted to play. Players wanted to play. I mean, it's a massive part of history. But yeah. But you understand.
The fan base wanted it.
Well, no, fan base was split. 50,
but yeah. Still, their point was there's pressure.
Big chunk. Yeah. Big chunk.
No and easy way to deal with
so
that.
So Brandon Graham, and congrats to BG. He was on ESPN's pregame show yesterday. So it's a good step for him,
he
obviously.
Looked good in a suit, didn't he?
He did look good.
I was like, wow.
He may or may not retire. And he's kind of, you know, getting ready for that transition whenever it happens to a multimedia star. And so Brandon was on with ESPN yesterday morning and sort of detailed the way Sirianni went through it with the players on the Saquon front. I thought this showed real good leadership from Nick Sirianni. Here's Brandon Graham talking yesterday.
Now, Brandon Graham has played more games as a Philadelphia Eagle than any player in franchise history, so no one knows the inner workings better than you do. Take us through how that decision got made.
Well, I mean, with our coach, he called everybody. And everybody know, you know, everybody wanted to do it. They wanted to do it. But I think we learned from last year for with AJ going out and we didn't have him in the first round of playoffs. We didn't want to. We had to learn from our mistakes from last year. And I know Saquon, he's really good about it. The O-line definitely good about it now, because you got to put team into something that we want. We say we want something bigger, and that's that. We know what's at stake, so we got to have them.
All right, there you go. So that's how BG presented the way Sirianni went about it, which to me sounds very commendable, obviously. I mean, a lot of communication. But listen, at the end of the day, either Sirianni or someone above Sirianni made the call. I tend to think it was Sirianni.
It's above Sirianni.
No, I don't think so. I think he got input.
I think it was collaborative.
I think he did a great job.
It's collaborative.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Communicating with the players, I think that is absolutely. He is miraculous.
But the players did not make the decision. That is clear.
You're exactly right. I think Howie and I think this is Howie. I think this is a combination of Howie and, of course, Nick is filtering the information that he's getting from the players to Howie, and they're discussing it. But I do think it came down to. To the big
look,
man,
you
Howie,
could be right.
Maybe Jeffrey.
Maybe. I tend to think it was Sirianni's call, but look, we don't know, and we may never find out. But at least it didn't come from the players, and that is important. Look, 215-592-9494. All right, when you call in today, chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. We're going to be giving them away every day this week on the show to the Philadelphia Auto Show. 4-pack of tickets to see the Philadelphia Auto Show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's a great, great event, annual, obviously, always in the wintertime. January 11th to the 20th, so coming up, chance for tickets for this. For tickets and more information, you can visit phillyautoshow.com. So if you don't win them today, you can purchase them at phillyautoshow.com. All right, obviously, the holidays, which we just went through, for so many people, make us feel very nostalgic. It just, you know, for all the obvious reasons. There's family, there's friends. There's, you know, whichever religion you're affiliated with and believe in, and you got that lean Christmas and Hanukkah. And so a lot of great stuff that makes you feel nostalgic. Today at 215-592-9494, we'll ask you, what makes you feel nostalgic? Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it's going to win the 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. John Ritchie, first crack at it. What makes you feel nostalgic, sir?
Yeah, I walked out the door this morning, and it's postseason. I like this time of year. You walk outside, it's cold. I thought I was going to walk out and there would be snow. This time of year makes me feel nostalgic. Every year when football really hurts more, when it matters more, gets more intense.
Yep.
So many unbelievable memories from this point forward until just beginning of February. Like, these games are the ones everyone matters and everyone leans more into. It matters more. We remember it better. I feel nostalgic.
Look, I like that answer, and I'll tell you this. Hearing Jeffrey Lurie in that Eagles locker room made me nostalgic for 7 years ago, because there's not that many times when he's been front and center in a locker room, but that time he did that dance, and it was ridiculous.
It was fun, though.
But it was fun! And I think that was after the Atlanta win in 2017. It was either that or Minnesota, but I think it was the Atlanta game, and he danced for the guys, and that was good. Seltzer, what makes you feel nostalgic?
We saw it a couple weeks ago. It's also Eagles-related, but seeing the Eagles playing Kelly Green again. Makes me feel super nostalgic when I see it.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Rhea, what makes you feel nostalgic?
This will annoy James. Snow. I love snow.
Snow's true.
They got a snow day, but, you know, they're not really snow days anymore. But I love everything about the
snow. All right,
snow.
Here's where I'm at. 221 off. 222, yes. 2 hours delayed. 223, get your ass to school.
Yes.
Seltzer, do you remember your number?
Oh, God, it was 4-something. I was like 420-something, I want to say.
I had so many schools, they all run together for me.
It was something like that.
I had too many schools.
I didn't have many schools where I'm from.
No.
So it was just like... Okay.
Yeah, you had a different deal.
Mechanicsburg High School, you're off.
You had a different deal. All right, so look, what makes you feel nostalgic? Best answer, obviously, in the midst of talking about a lot of Eagles football here today, you can win the 4-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Speaking of schools, I'll give you an answer school-related. Walking back into one of my old schools, I'm sure it'll apply to you for one of your old schools. I mean, when you walk back into, especially if you haven't been there for a long time.
The smell of the school stays the same.
Yeah.
I love that part.
And it's just also weird when you go back. If you go back to like a grade school and you see how small the desks are, and it's just...
Joe, I did that. I went years ago and went and spoke at St. Barney's in Southwest, and I went, this is a lot smaller than I remember it.
Yep.
I mean, it was just bizarre.
It's a very strange thing.
Tiny urinals in the bathroom.
Well...
You are obsessed
urinal
with urinals.
You are.
But they do. They have smaller ones.
Right, makes sense, doesn't it?
It does make sense.
It does.
All right, we're gonna
that's like, hey, that might work at the house.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the play at the house. The playoff schedule coming up in a moment.
Yep.
What makes you feel nostalgic? Let's go to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
Joe, you did a great job kicking yesterday for the Vikings. I want to put it out there. Congratulations. A bunch of touchbacks I saw. You were working out on your legs.
You did miss that one kick, though.
I was glad to do my part,
Dan. Right.
Glad to do my part.
That's right. Hey, listen, as upset as the Green Bay Packers fans are yesterday, and they're just going for the seeding, could you imagine if something like that would have happened just to break a record for Saquon? And I'm not downgrading the record at all. It's hugely important, but... This city would have lost its mind, and all those people that would have said go for
it
would have flip-flopped right away.
Well, maybe you couldn't flip-flop. Like, I thought about this, too. I wanted to go for it. I certainly would have been upset and devastated. I mean, we would lose our opportunity to go and win this whole thing if Saquon ends up getting
not
banged up
Saquon.
Trying.
Anybody.
You're right.
Well, but
Saquon
Dan,
would
but Dan reminder, you really only had to play 6 guys to go for it. The five linemen and running back.
One of those is a 34-year-old Lane Johnson, though.
No, I understand, but I'm just like, let's not act like 22 starters would have had a play. Would have been 6 starters.
I mean, A.J. Brown's a great downfield blocker. So
no,
but they're not using him
in this case. You could have gotten 100 yards without A.J. Brown playing.
Either way, I wouldn't want to wake up today with Saquon out.
I understand.
Or Lane Johnson
I get
out
it.
Or Mylotta. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, listen.
And we would be incensed.
But hold on, Dan. But Dan, hang on. Let's not lose sight of this. Getting that record would have been really cool. I don't want to do the whole show on it. It's not the whole thing.
And you can get the record and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you could have.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
I do think we missed out. And we could have, we would have risked, but we could have achieved so much. It was worth the risk in my mind.
Well, we'll never really know. Whether it would have been worth it or not, because we have the absence of information of what would have happened.
But we took the safe route. We took the safe route, which is smart.
Clearly.
But it's not what I thought was best.
Okay, I got you.
Well, I think it's cool that Saquon, for the rest of his career, can go, yeah, I could have beat him, but I chose
That's
not.
True.
You know what I mean? Like a Joe the
Yeah,
camera
but...
that's true.
But not as cool
but
as having the record.
I chose to let the other kid eat.
Yeah. And I hate that part.
Right,
the what could have been.
Dan, give me something that makes you feel nostalgic.
And obviously he's passed, but it's still when I used to listen to Harry Callis, when I hear baseball for the first time on the radio during the season, it brings me back to my childhood immediately.
No question. Good answer, Dan. Always good hearing from you, buddy. Let's get to the Got It During Window. Window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It During Window's winter sale. Big winter sale. Through the month of January, receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, so let's give you a little bit on the weekend or the 2 weeks since we've, you know, basically been in the flow here doing the show with regularity. We did one show the Monday after that prior game, but otherwise we haven't been here for 2 weeks. So, Sixers' arrow is pointed up. Now, they had 2 losses in a row at a certain point out west, but for the most part, they're playing better. Flyers are probably not going to make the postseason, okay? Penn State might win the national championship in college football.
It? Unbelievable.
And, like, they're about to play Notre Dame.
What a game that is, huh?
So, Thursday night, that is a tremendous. I mean, Penn State, Notre Dame.
We might
Thursday.
Talk Penn State Pretty football crazy. For the we first may. Time ever.
And
on
Notre
this
Dame
show.
Harvey might yeah. crawl out How of whatever rock it? He's wow. been under. All right, so.
It's going to tear the Delaware Valley apart.
Yes. And then, of course, we found out who the Eagles are going to play. We know it's Eagles, Packers. Sunday at 4:30. If you missed it late last night, Detroit really ripped apart Minnesota. Ripped them apart. So Detroit, 1 seed. Minnesota, 5 seed. Minnesota plays that Monday night game. Vikings at the Rams. Implications for who the Eagles could play in the second round based on Washington at Tampa Bay and Minnesota at the Rams. So a lot to keep our eye on, obviously, this weekend up ahead. 2-1.